Hi everybody, what's up? Today we have a new episode of the Inglês Online podcast. To download or just listen to other episodes and download transcripts, go to inglesonline.com.br and click Podcast Inglês Online. Today we have three expressions with the word call. Yeah, I'm talking about call, the same word we use when we telephone someone. But only one of the expressions today has something to do with giving a phone call, so let's get started with that one. Here it is. Don't call us. We'll call you. That means, of course, please do not get in touch. We will contact you. We will let you know if we want to talk to you any further. Don't call us. We'll call you. So, for example, you had a job interview this morning, and at the end, you asked the interviewer, when do you think you'll make a decision? And the interviewer says, don't call us, we'll call you. Thank you for coming. This phrase, don't call us, we'll call you, is often understood as, and it often actually is, a dismissal. It's like that person is saying, don't bother, okay? Don't bother calling us. If you get the job, we will let you know. Sometimes you see that on sitcoms. One of the characters comes back from a job interview and a friend asks, so how did the interview go? And the character answers, the interviewer said, don't call us, we'll call you. And the friend says, oh, sorry to hear that. I'm sorry it didn't work out. So this phrase is often understood as a rejection. Although, I mean, that's not necessarily true, of course. It could be that the people at the company decide that they like you and that you're a good fit for the job and they end up calling you, so who knows? In any case, if you hear, don't call us, we'll call you, at the end of an interview, you know what to do. Nothing. And keep looking for a job, right? Our second expression with call today is a great one. I'm going to start off with an example which I think will make it easier for you guys to get the meaning. Picture this. You and your workmates are in the office working on a spreadsheet. It's a super important spreadsheet with a ton of calculations, and you've all been crunching numbers for hours and snacking on some pizza, and now you're revising the numbers again. So finally, around 5 o'clock, your work is done. The spreadsheet is ready to be emailed to the VP of sales. You take one final glance at the spreadsheet, save the file, and zip it up. You're about to hit send when John, one of your teammates, interrupts you and says, wait, we'd better make this file read-only, you know, just to be safe. A couple of people other than the VP will be able to open it, so let's make it a read-only file. And everyone looks at John and you say, good call. No one but John thought of the security aspect. That spreadsheet is full of confidential information and you guys worked so hard on it. The least you can do is protect it from being modified, even accidentally. So that's why, when John thought that it would be a good idea to make that spreadsheet read-only, you said, good call. That means, wow, what a great thing to think of. What a great thing to notice. Here's something that's really important. It's such an important and simple detail, and no one else even thought of it but John. And that is why you said, good call, John. In Portuguese, I guess we could say something like, que sacada, nossa, que sacada boa. I think you get what I'm saying, and next time someone in your team says, good call, you know you've noticed or realized something really useful or important before anyone else did. And here's one more very common expression with call. Let's call it a day. Let's call it a day. That means simply, let's end whatever it is we're doing now, let's be done with this for today. People usually say that when they have been engaged in some sort of activity for some time, let's say for a few hours, and they're ready to just be done with it for that day. Maybe they'll continue tomorrow, but they're done for today, so they say let's call it a day. And then they say goodbye and go home maybe. Or perhaps you're having drinks with your workmates at a bar after work, and it's already 9 p.m. and one of your colleagues suggests that you guys go to a different bar now. You're tired, you're ready to go home, so you say, I think I'm gonna call it a night. See you all tomorrow at the office. Or maybe you met with your old high school friends at the mall and you guys have been chatting and catching up all afternoon. And all of a sudden you realize it's already 5 p.m. and you're supposed to pick up your kid at school. So you tell your friends, "It was great seeing you all, but it's time I call it a day." So has anyone ever told you, "Don't call us, we'll call you"? Let us know in the comments. Talk to you next time.